lifetimes when Jesus and Buddha knew each other. A History of Mighty Companions by Gary R. Renard. Dedication to Dr. Kenneth Wapnick. I cannot be you, but like you, I can stick to the truth. Introduction. The following text relates true events that occurred from October of 2013 to September of 2016. Except for my narration and notes, they are presented within the framework of a dialogue that has three participants: Gary, that's me, and Ardhani Persa, two ascended masters who appeared to me in the flesh. My narration is not labeled unless it interrupts the dialogue, in which case it is simply labeled note. The many italicized words you will see indicate an emphasis on the part of the speaker. It is not absolutely essential to believe that the appearances of the ascended masters took place in order to derive benefits from the information in these chapters, and I personally don't care what you think. However, I can vouch for the extreme unlikeliness of this writing being done by an uneducated layman such as myself without inspiration from these teachers. In any case, I leave it up to you, the reader, to think whatever you choose about the book's origins. Although this is my fourth book with Ardhan Persa, it is not necessary for you to have read the first three, which make up the Disappearance of the Universe trilogy, in order to understand and enjoy this one. If you are new to A Course in Miracles, which is one of the teachings discussed herein, you'll find the basic foundational knowledge you'll need to understand it in the note that follows this introduction. Those ideas will be expanded on during the dialogues. You'll see how they relate to other classic teachings and be introduced, if you haven't been already, to the concept of non-duality. This book should not be considered part of the Disappearance of the Universe trilogy, in which Ardhan and Persa completed their individual stories and explained how three of their lifetimes from the past, present, and future were interconnected. Ultimately, all of our lifetimes are interconnected, but the focus of my teachers was on those three time periods for teaching purposes. They also explained how they went about achieving enlightenment, which could also be described as awakening from the dream we call life. That awakening and how to achieve it is also a major topic of this book. One of the things that is unique about these discussions and why this book stands on its own is that Ardhan and Persa have chosen to focus on two other friends of theirs, how those two beings attained salvation, and how they knew and even helped each other at certain times in history. This was a shocking revelation to me when they first told me. I'm referring to Jesus and Buddha, although those were not their real names. Incidentally, even though the name Gautama is sometimes associated with Buddha, it was not mentioned by my teachers. Please note that this book is not meant to be an in-depth explanation of the spiritual disciplines and traditions that are discussed herein, but rather a history of how two great masters got to be who they were. It's the opinion of my teachers that the fastest, not the only, but the fastest way of attaining enlightenment can be found in the already mentioned metaphysical masterpiece called A Course in Miracles, referred to mostly in this book as simply The Course, or ACIM. But there are many parallels between The Course and the teachings that Jesus, who will be referred to as J in this book, as in my other books, and Buddha, were exposed to and came to live. The corollaries are striking at times, so some quotations will be used in this book, not only from the Course, but also from other texts as well. However, it's important to note that it's not until the teachings are understood in the context of pure non-dualism, which will be explained, that one can look back and realize that each step along the way was necessary in order to lead to the next. All spiritual paths lead to God in the end. And it's never the intention of this author to put down or invalidate anyone else's spiritual path or approach. At the same time, it's the uncompromising nature of A Course in Miracles that is one of its most important features. Without that, it would be like everything else and would not have been needed in the first place. Therefore, I refuse to compromise on its message, and I sincerely believe that Jay and Buddha would have it no other way.